I locked my toddler outside the house yesterday.
That's good. Wow.
It wasn't funny at the time.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Well, it was one of those things where it was like, did I really just do that? It was a parenting fail. 100% about that.
How long was she out there?
I don't know. So here's what happened.
I don't know.
Right, so what was your parenting fail, if you want to call in 1-800-330-9999? So I came home and I was with my older daughter and we were running errands. And my husband was outside doing yard work with Dakota, my three-year-old. And, you know, they're running around. Now, keep in mind, my entire house is fenced in because we have a dog. Like, there's nowhere she could actually go if she had to wander off, right? Unless she jumped the fence, which, if you know my three-year-old, is a possibility always.
I was going to say, I'm raising eyebrows over here, but okay, right.
Anyway, so I go inside, and I'm putting away all the stuff that I bought, and the back door is open. And I always scream at everybody, like, don't leave the back door open, because they always leave it when my dog goes out,
what,
right?
Are we leaving a barn? We live in a barn here?
Oh, my gosh.
We heating outside?
So I go, and of course, I just shut the door, and I lock it. I'm like, okay. So then a few minutes later, my husband comes upstairs. And he's from, like, coming down from the basement. I was like, where's the baby? And he's like, what do you mean? I go, where's the baby? Where is our baby?
Yeah.
And he's like, she was sitting right outside the door. She was sitting on the step. We have, like, a little step right outside. She was playing with her toys outside doing yard work. So I, like, run over to the door. I open it. And she's sitting there looking up the whole time, just looking up at me. And I was like, and I opened the door. I go, hi. And I try to remain calm. I go,
right, right. You don't want her to know that something was amiss.
Yeah. I was like, hey, mama, you want to come inside now? she just got up and she just jolly walked right back in.
That's good. I mean, so she wasn't freaked out. She wasn't upset or anything like that.
I mean, where was she going to go? She was just sitting there playing with her, you know, her Woody doll.
She didn't even realize that you had locked her out at that point.
No idea. I have no idea. I mean, it couldn't have been that long, but I would say a solid 15 minutes. She was just locked outside by herself.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Barkley is recovering from his second leg surgery right now, right? His ACL. And when I get him out of the car, of course, you know, we pick him up, my wife and I, because one person's got to hold him and the other person's got to drive. We get out of the car and immediately her eyes are upon me, judging me to make sure that, you know, I don't make him uncomfortable as we get out. And as soon as I get out and pick him up, he starts squealing there because you touched the wrong spot, the wrong leg. And it's the same thing happened the first time. I remember he like crawled up me for a hug or something like that. And I went to boost him up and same thing. I thought he broke his leg again.
Yeah.
I thought he broke his leg again. It was terrible.
It's hard as a parent when you hurt your kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, remember that one time I was walking into a Starbucks with, I had Hayden, my older, was little at the time.
Yes.
Had her on my hip. Like the door swung, cracked her right in the head.
Are heavy.
Yeah.
Those doors are heavy. Too.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your parenting fail?
Oh, I cringe just thinking about this or just remembering it. But one time my toddler had an accident and I went in my diaper bag, you know, to get everything out. And I was out of diapers, totally out. There were no diapers in there at all. So I had to use my sweatshirt and wrap him up. We were about 2 hours away from home, so he was just, like, in my sweatshirt the whole way home.
Oh, my gosh. Go to CVS. That's happened to me a bunch of times, too, where, like, we've been in that situation. I always keep a roll of paper towels in my car, and I've, like, wrapped her in paper towels a few times.
Oh,
very
my gosh.
Absorbent. That's why I really only use Bounty.
Bounty.
But I've had to stop at, like, convenience stores, Walmarts, whatever was close by to go pick up diapers. That happens, I think, a lot.
When there's a spill, there's a spill.
1-800-330-9999. What was your parenting fail? I accidentally locked my toddler outside the house. She's fine. It was more traumatic for me than I think for her. She never even realized that she was outside by herself for like 10 minutes.
The lawn care going on there. Your husband's busy. You're busy. Things happen.
Yeah. I thought she was with him. He thought she was with me. One of those stories. But everything is good. Sometimes you just have parenting fails. What was yours? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna Raven.
Accidentally dropped my son overboard on the boat.
Oh my god.
You might be the winner.
Oh,
wait
my
a minute.
God.
What? 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 Were you in like a lake, a pond, a pool, the ocean?
We were in the bay and we were anchored and I took his life jacket off to sunscreen him. And you know, little kids, they throw their heads when they just want to look at something.
Yes.
Well, he wanted to look at the water and he was really slippery and he went right over.
So, oh my heart.
Do babies sink? No, they don't sink, right? They float a little bit.
I don't know.
he went down to the bottom and popped right back up. We were in like 3 feet of water, and I was over the side as soon as he popped back up.
Well,
and that's how mom
taught
me to swim.
Yeah. Tana and Raven, what was your mom fail?
We recently had our locks changed, and we have a 14-year-old son who we accidentally forgot to tell that we were changing the locks that day. He knew there it was coming soon, but he didn't know it was that day. And we forgot to give him keys.
Oh my gosh.
He called me at work. He tracked me down. I had to like leave work, go take the keys to him, give him a set.
Oh my gosh, imagine your poor kid. He gets home from school. He had a long day. He tries to put the key in. The key's not going in. And then he realized mom and dad moved and left him there.
It's like when you go to work and your key card doesn't work and you say to yourself, is today the day?
Am I fired?
What did I do yesterday?
Oh my gosh.
Did I do something a while back and I didn't realize that they caught me? And did they figure it out yesterday? Yeah, you never know. Could be your day.
Tana and Raven, what was your mom fail?
Oh, okay. So my 3-year-old son was really excited about his birthday, and I remembered up until the date of. I totally forgot somehow. It just slipped my mind, and I didn't think about it until I was putting him down for bed. So I told his brothers and sisters, you know what, just pretend like it wasn't his birthday, and we'll celebrate the next day. I did feel really bad, though.
I mean, that's terrible. Like, that is really awful.
How many kids do you have?
I have 4 kids.
See, that's what happens. You have a lot of them. Right? One sometimes just gets lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
That's why if you have 7 or 8 or 9 kids, you're bound to lose one of those kids at one point.
I don't think that's how it works. I don't think people are just losing kids if you have 6 or 7 kids.
The Baldwins? I mean, I just saw a photo. They announced that they're having a 7th child. There's at least 2 kids in that photo that look at the camera with their eyes longing, saying to me, I'm not sure mom and dad really love me.
You think that Hilaria forgot their birthdays? I'm sorry. That's really messed up.
How you say birthday?
How do you say the birthday?
The birthday? How you say it, America?
You know, I think that when you have a lot of kids in a family, that's when things tend to happen. So 1-800-330-9999. Who has the most kids or the most siblings? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999.